Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hey, Sam.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, you know, Friday stuff, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, I'm keen for the weekend, Dad.
Yeah, my eyes are prepared. Our ears, just to prepare our ears, we're talking about Pam and Tommy. So if you're like a child.
We will be talking about pornography. So
just FYI.
Yeah.
So take that as you will. It's after nine. We can
It's after nine. Let's do it.
We can do what we want.
Let's go.
So Pam and Tommy is the new Disney Plus show, which basically focuses on the theft and leakage and sale and distribution of Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's sex tape in the mid-90s by a man named Rand, who was the contractor.
He was called Rand.
Not even Randy.
Just Rand.
Who was a contractor building Tommy Lee's sex dungeon, I think is the word they described to call it. And basically, Tommy Lee fired him while he was owed like 20 grand.
We just need to pause because some people maybe might not know who these people are we're talking about. But of course.
Okay, I'm in the zeitgeist.
I think everybody does know who Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee is, but just in case they don't, who are they?
So Tommy Lee was the drummer for Motley Crue. So this takes place kind of as Motley Crue's fame is dying, and Pamela Anderson was famous for her role on Baywatch and the film Barbed Wire, which this also takes place as her kind of acting career is slowing down.
Okay. Cutting back to sex dungeon being built.
Basically, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee met in Cancun while Pamela was on a trip for Baywatch, meeting like distributors, and basically they were together for 4 days and then got married on the beach. It was a notorious celebrity whirlwind romance, and they had their sex tape leaked these days implies like it just kind of like
it was there and at some point it would come out, but it was like, no, this is a private thing.
This was a VHS tape stolen from their home and then copies made of and distributed via the internet before the internet was even a thing.
Whoosh.
Gross.
We're in Tommy Lee's sex dungeon. Some guy's building it. He sees this VHS.
No, so Tommy Lee kicks him out, and then he comes back to get his tools, and Tommy Lee pulls a gun on him and tells him he's going to, like, shoot him, which is, like, very traumatic. So then apparently that's what caused Rand to flip and be like, I'm going to break into their house dressed as a dog to escape from their security cameras and steal this tape.
Sorry, what?
So he knew the tape was there.
No, he just saw the safe full of like jewelry and stuff. And the safe had a bunch of guns, a bunch of jewelry, a bunch of money, Pamela Anderson's wedding bikini, and this tape.
Wedding bikini,
yeah.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. So amazing. And the issue of this show is basically it was created by Hulu by a team of predominantly male creators and producers. And the thesis of the show is that Pamela Anderson's life, she was always like undermined by misogyny and misogynistic men treating her as nothing more than like a body to put on screen and ogle at.
Yeah.
And she didn't really have any agency in her own life, which was really unfortunate because you got to remember this is the 90s, and the 90s still weren't that great for women's liberation. Like, you know, the lens through which we view this now is a lot different to the lens with which people viewed it in the 1990s.
Totally.
So they went out with this noble mission to tell this story and show like Pamela Anderson is this three-dimensional, much more sympathetic character than the media portrayed her as at the time, but didn't get her permission, and she's actually vehemently against the show.
Ooh, that's interesting.
How could they make the show without her permission?
So the show is based, it's a fictionalized version of the Rolling Stones article that came out 3 years or so after this scandal, which was interviewing the guy who stole the tape.
So that
is public knowledge and in the public sphere, they can then use that and make a fictionalized version, which is just, you know.
That seems super
horrific.
Super sketchy.
So they're like, we're making this person, you know, we're showing how she was treated badly by the media, but we're not going to get her permission before we make this show her.
And she's asked us to not do it because she just wants to forget about it, and we're just going to do it anyway.
Oh my God.
So in a show about giving Pamela Anderson agency over her own image in the media, they have then once again taken her image.
Oh my God. Idiots.
I know. So aside from all of this controversy, which I had to say because
it's cooked,
I want everyone that goes to watch the show to understand that there needs to be a grain of salt with which you watch this. And, you know, do we want to be giving money to these creators who are repeating behaviors from 25 years ago?
Yeah.
that's like the biggest issue. But Lily James plays Pamela Anderson and Sebastian Stan plays Tommy Lee and Seth Rogen plays Rand. And honestly, Lily James and Sebastian Stan, these are award-winning roles. Like,
wow,
they are
okay.
That good. They went through like 4 hours of makeup and prosthetics and tattoos and like hair and like fake teeth and all this stuff to play these characters.
Wow.
Sebastian Stan had his hair like professionally like destroyed, so it looked like that stringy, like bleached and then black on top. Like,
I do, yeah.
Like, it, and
that's commitment.
They are so good in the show. Like, so in episode two, it kind of follows their meeting and how they fell in love. I'm rooting for them so hard. Like, this whirlwind romance, like, I know it should be like semi comical, and at one point, Tommy Lee talks to little Tommy Lee, if you know what I mean, in a scene that involves animatronics and some CGI.
Oh my god!
So it is like a fantastical, crazy little scene. But they play this with such commitment, and Lily as Pamela Anderson, like, it's just, my heart goes out to this woman. She does this like monologue about Jane Fonda and being three-dimensional and having contradictions as your own person and being one thing and also being this other thing and how you can be that and be unapologetic, and that's what Jane Fonda did. And it just like, it just gives Pamela Anderson such a new light in my mind, because also we didn't grow up with Baywatch. Like, it was kind of coming to the end as we were
literally,
you know,
born.
Yeah, basically. Like, this happened in the year I was born, for context, guys. So it's absolutely no. But, you know, it gives so much like color and texture to this scandal that I knew about in the back of my brain, but I never really had any context for. And because this performance is so good by these actors, and because the show itself is so good, it makes me really sad that the show couldn't be made with permission of the main person.
Yeah. I mean, it just really undermines the whole thing, doesn't it? I'm fascinated to watch it, I have to say, because I feel like everything you've just said sounds really interesting, but I feel so conflicted now.
I feel
like
a bit icky.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson's gone through enough in the media.
Oh, and the sex tape wasn't the only thing going on in their lives at the time. So, like,
no.
There's so much more that was happening in Pamela Anderson's life that I won't spoil for story show purposes, but also like this
you
did actually
Google
happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you could know what happened if you already know what happened. And you know, it kind of, because one thing that there's not really a spoiler, it happens because only 4 episodes out, by the way. I've only seen 4 episodes, so
okay,
I don't,
right.
know, don't know the ending, but I don't know the ending because it's a real story. Pamela discovers that this tape has been leaked because people on set, like sound guys, were watching it on set. And she heard the sex tape playing while she's coming out of her trailer and stumbled across like 6 guys all watching it.
Oh my god.
In the back of the van. And you've got to admit, like, and that would never fly in a professional environment these days.
Well, you'd
Hollywood
hope not.
Maybe.
Yeah, bloody hope not. Yeah.
But like, that just gives context to like how 90s and how, you know, backward we were even 25 years ago.
I think there's like, because of the cycle of fashion, and we've kind of hit the like 90s, 2000s era, we've moved maybe into the Y2K vibe more now, but I think that there's this, like, for people of our age, this kind of, like, glamorization of the 90s. Wow, it was so cool. Everyone wore cool pants, and there was, like, a good vibe
Pamela
going on.
Pamela does look quite cool in this.
They do look cool, yeah. But also, it was, like, it was crap. Like, it was crap to be a woman. You read loads of articles from musicians, like, women who were working at that time, and they're like, it really sucked. The 90s was awful. It was the boys' club, and, you know, there's this, like, idea that it was this heyday of, like, edgy vibes, and it's like, well, edgy vibes, who's excluded from that, you know?
Yeah, and, like, it was all about, like, raging against the patriarchy, but you couldn't do it unless you were a certain person and
you looked
a certain way. And like, men, it was the first time like paparazzi and celebrity had really, really, really peaked. Like, we had so many celebrities and so much access to celebrities. And Pamela was one of the first people to deal with that in a really, really tragic way.
Aye, aye, aye. Well, it sounds very interesting. I reckon it will be interesting to see if it gets nominations for anything and how that pans out, because there are conversations, and there should continue to be conversations in the industry about the way shows are made and how they're made. And if something's an amazing piece of art, if it's made slightly unethically, what does that mean for it? But it sounds fascinating. It sounds like a conversation to get stuck into.
And it's such a wider thing. Like, what about the ethics of Hollywood in general and building upon that? And there's just so many layers to this whole thing.
So in a vacuum, really good show. Yeah. In a not vacuum, quite a sus vibe.
I did feel a little bit icky watching it. But let's, fingers crossed, everyone, that Pamela Anderson has a huge resurgence and becomes like the Jennifer Coolidge of 2022.
Yes.
Like starring in amazing shows and doing amazing things.
Yes,
and
please.
Getting that bag and just doing her life, you know?
That would be awesome.
Because this is the thing about the 90s as well. There's all these like lovable characters just popping back up. And like David Hasselhoff, still a household name. He was in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. It was amazing.
And on that note, thank you very much, Sam, for bringing us Pam and Tommy this morning. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Yes, you will.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.